Hot 104.7.
Barbara Walters fell and busted her head open Saturday night, but she's okay. One of her ABC News bosses said, quote, Barbara is alert and telling everybody what to do. We'll take that as a very positive sign. Mama took the top spot with $28.1 million in the theaters over the weekend. Dark Thirty took second place with $17.6 million. Mark Wahlberg's Broken City made $9 million in fifth place. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's Last Stand bombed with $6.3 million in 10th place. End of Watch with Jake Gyllenhaal, The Paperboy with Matthew McConaughey, Zac Efron, Nicole Kidman, Macy Gray, and For a Good Time Call. Those are all out this week. And then new music out this week, the 12-12-12, the concert relief for Sandy Relief. Concert for Sandy Relief CD is out, including John Bon Jovi on there, Bon Jovi, Eric Clapton, and more. And the 2013 Grammy nominee CD is out as well, including Taylor Swift, Kelly Clarkson, Adele, and much more. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com. Here's Pink. Blow Me One Last Kiss. It's hot104.7.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot104.7.
4.7. Good morning, Andy and Mel. And that's Pink. Blow Me One Last Kiss. You can win a trip to go to LA to see Pink for Valentine's Day. Go to hot1047.com and sign up to win the trip, tickets, $500, and an autographed guitar by Pink herself. So, should you walk around in a suit and tie, even if you're just going to go shopping or hanging out at home watching basketball? There are a lot of women who say yes. A new survey asked women whether they prefer a man in a suit or a man in casual clothes. 33% said that their favorite look in a man is a suit, and they'd really like it if a guy dressed like that at all times. 21% said that they prefer man in casual clothes, and 28% of the women gave a boring and politically correct response to say that clothes don't matter, only a guy's personality matters. Okay, now I do like a guy dressed up in a suit. I have to say that it always looks sharp, it always looks nice, but it's not like I expect you to wear it all the time. That's just ridiculous. Like, the women that would think that they have to wear it all the time. First of all, it's not comfortable. I mean, I don't like being dressed up in clothes all the time. I want to wear something more casual and more comfortable. And just for the record, even though Andy says that guys shouldn't wear the scarves, which is ridiculous, I think you should totally wear scarves, guys, because I think it looks sexy.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you think you're a
working class hero, I can be your hero, baby.
This is Hot 104.7. Good morning, 9:51. Andy and Mel. Andy took off to Plains Commerce Bank. He's there for Mortgage Monday. He'll be there out starting at 10 o'clock. It is now time for the Heroes of the Day. Thank you again for listening. On Thursday night at Silk Exotic Gentlemen's Club in Wisconsin, two strippers started arguing over a dollar bill. The strippers were 19 and 23 years old. Their names weren't released. Apparently, one of the girls was dancing on stage and the guy tried to give her a dollar. The other girl was also dancing and thought she deserved a dollar more. The argument turned physical and the strippers slapped and punched each other. They also pulled on each other's hair. Some of the other strippers and customers broke up the fight. Both strippers were arrested and cited for disorderly conduct. It's just a dollar. Come on now. See, girls, and we're just catty. Anyway, make sure you check out our website, hot1047.com. All kinds of cool stuff in there. There's the Chingy live interview that I had with him on Friday, the video interview that's on there, and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So check it out at hot1047.com. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hot1047.com.